Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Kurtz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the Gospel of Matthew. And we remain in chapter 10 as we turn to verses 16 through 23. Behold, I am sending you like sheep in the midst of wolves. So be shrewd as serpents and simple as doves. But beware of people, for they will hand you over to courts and scourge you in their synagogues. And you will be led before governors and kings for my sake as a witness before them and the pagans. When they hand you over, do not worry about how you are to speak or what you are to say. You will be given at that moment what you are to say. For it will not be you who speak, but the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Brother will hand you over, brother to death, and the father his child. Children will rise up against parents and have them put to death. You will be hated by all because of my name. But whoever endures to the end will be saved. When they persecute you in one town, flee to another. Amen, I say to you, you will not finish the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. Matthew 10, verses 16 through 23 presents a sobering glimpse into the challenges faced by those of us who choose to follow Christ. Jesus warns his disciples that they will be sent out as sheep among wolves, emphasizing the perilous nature of their mission. Among the most heart-wrenching aspects of this scripture is the reality that even close relationships can be strained by the pursuit of faith. Jesus states that brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. This underscores a grim truth. The values and distractions of the world can lead even our loved ones, including our own children, to deny the true presence of the Lord and his offer of forgiveness. In a society saturated with influences that often oppose spiritual truths, it's not uncommon for individuals, regardless of age, to succumb to moments of doubt or rejection. Children may feel pressure to conform to societal norms, sometimes at the expense of their faith. Their struggle reflects a broader human tendency to prioritize immediate worldly approvals over eternal spiritual truths. Yet, amidst these trials and betrayals, we must remain steadfast and encouraged. Jesus reassures his followers that those who endure to the end will be saved. Matthew 10:22. This promise highlights a fundamental truth. Salvation, which is the gift of eternal life through faith in Christ, is not contingent upon faith of others. It is a personal relationship that transcends family or communal pressures. Therefore, let us not be discouraged by the turmoil among us or around us or the wavering faith of those we love. Instead, let us hold tightly to the hope of salvation, for ultimately, it is our faithfulness to Christ that assures us of his everlasting embrace. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Kurtz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Matthew 10. It's verses 16 through 23. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, "You Will Be Hated by All Because of My Name." In the midst of wolves, we walk as sheep. With faith as our armor, in love we keep. Sent forth to witness, though trials be near, God's truth in our hearts, we boldly bear clear. Be wise as the serpents, yet gentle as doves. In a world cold and harsh, we lean on His love. For family may falter and friends may betray, but His promise of eternal life will light up our way. A brother may turn and a father may sigh when faith faces doubt and hope seems to die. Yet in the dark moment, hold fast to His name, for the path to salvation ignites like a flame. Endurance is key in the struggles we face. Though hearts may be heavy, we seek His amazing grace. With the Spirit beside us, His strength we'll display, for those who stand firm shall not fade away. So fear not the trials, the tempests that roar, for peace comes from knowing He opened the door. Eternal life waits for those who believe. In His mercy and kindness, we find joyful reprieve. Through the shadows of doubt, let faith rise anew, for salvation's sweet promise is always in view. In the face of the world, let our voices rise high, ha ha, for in His embrace, we shall never die. Amen. I am Thomas Joe Cruz Wiggins. It's July 11th, 2025, recording this morning at Up With The Angels at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world. On universalutterings.com, we practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Praying for your relief as we speak today. And I'm lifting up my good friend John and his wife Marie as they moved into a new home after 38 years, still unpacking in two different houses. May God give you grace and understanding. And lifting up a family this morning that's separated as we continue to lift up Andy and Jessica. Andy, come to your senses, my friend, and run back to your wife and four children. And we close today at 8:12 in Jesus' name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you, Johnny. We're praying for you today as well, in Jesus' sweet name. Amen. God bless you.